Every year, the Baltimore Speaks Out program, a project of the nonprofit Wide Angle Youth Media, teaches about 90 young people between the ages of 10 and 15 how to use digital media to tell their own stories and to engage with their communities. This year, the students have created a series of radio and video stories about food culture and tradition in Baltimore, some of which we've been pleased to share with you on Maryland Morning. Here's their latest report on the amazing ethnic diversity to be found in a popular Baltimore food market.
Chicken box, lake trout, Blake's crab, Old Bay wings.
Sounds like my favorite. Octopus salad, alligator, baba ganoush, and kimchi.
Huh? These are just some of the culturally diverse foods you can find here in Baltimore City.
We are youth producers from Wide Angle Youth Media's Baltimore Speaks Out program located at the Northwood Library.
Knowing that some of the foods we eat here are a bit strange to other parts of the world, we want to explore the foods that we have never tried.
Baltimore is a diverse city. Its people come from every corner of the globe, so it would make sense that its food should too.
Our class went out in search of unique foods in the vibrant New York Road corridor at the Belvedere Square Market.
My name is Allison Moss. I work for Hex Ferments, and I'm a fermenter there. So we don't cook anything because we don't use any heat, but we use fermentation to make food taste good. Kimchi is a Korean style of fermented vegetables. Sometimes it has ginger and garlic and onions, really strong flavors. And you mix a paste of those flavors up with vegetables, and you let that ferment. Some people think it smells like fart. Some people think it smells gross. I think it smells delicious. So I've learned that even though something might be a little scary, that might be the tastiest thing that you try.
When I was over at my grandmother's house, she was cooking pig's feet, and it smelled gross and looked like little pink toes, but it tasted good. It's all part of our tradition.
Many of the chefs we interviewed were inspired by family traditions and cultures.
My name is Chef Sean Lagergren. I am the chef and owner of Tolulu Pizzas and Po' Boys. When I was a very small boy, my grandmother started teaching me how to cook. And in Louisiana, you don't have much choice. If it's being cooked, you have to eat it. So we had to eat things like squirrel. An alligator is very prominent in Louisiana, so I thought it would be a cool thing for Baltimore to try.
My name is Dorian Brown, and I am the co-owner of Neapole Savory Smokery. The business was actually started by my mom, and my mom is from Germany. And one thing that really stood out to her is when she traveled to Poland and other places in Europe and tasted a lot of smoked fish, and she fell in love with it. And then when she came to the United States and had me, she said that when she was pregnant, all she craved for was smoked fish. So like the smells of smoked fish, something I can remember from being, you know, a baby, essentially.
We found out that many people were influenced by their family when it comes to trying new foods. But as people get older, their tastes might change.
I used to not like eggs as a child, and now I do. So yeah, I do think your taste buds change.
It's not only our taste buds that change, but as more diverse chefs come to Baltimore, the entire city seems to be spicing things up too.
I'm Mohammed Mahmoud from Egyptian Pizza, and the food that we do here, it's Middle Eastern, especially like Egyptian food. That's the food I ate when I was a kid, and I want to introduce my food to the American people. So 30 years ago, I had hummus, and wasn't popular back then. Now it's very popular. You can get hummus anywhere.
Even though trying new foods can be a little scary, it's important for us to learn from each other and sit at the same table.
We can all help each other try different foods. It's also a great way to make new friends from different cultures.
My favorite thing in the world is to try new things, especially with food. I was in Morocco once and I tried a sandwich with cow brains and it was pretty good.
Rattlesnake. Rattlesnake was by far one of the weirdest things that I ever ate, because I saw it before it became dinner, alive. When I first moved to Baltimore, it was in 1990, and it was mainly Baltimore-style food, crab cakes, steamed crabs, shrimp, and now food culture in Baltimore has changed a lot.
First when I came, my cuisine was a little bit weird to the people that used to live in Baltimore. I feel Baltimore now, they have very good diversity. 30 years ago, Baltimore wasn't like that.
The food in Baltimore, I think every year gets a little bit more diverse as far as, you know, what they're offering. A good city has a mix of a lot of different types of food, because a mix of a lot of different types of food means there's a lot of different types of people there. And I think that that makes the best kind of city, you know? Variety is a spice of life, for sure.
I love Baltimore foods because they're the main spice of my life. New foods open your mind to exploring and enjoying other cultures.
So bring it on, Baltimore. Diversity is delicious.
That report from students in the Baltimore Speaks Out program, an after-school project of Wide Angle Youth Media. The nonprofit group trains young people between the ages of 10 and 15 in multimedia technologies they can use to tell their own stories. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up a little later in the program, author Kathy Isaac's new guide helps teachers and parents find the best books for their eager young readers. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.